Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Once a week, I gather together with a group of high school women, and we talk about our lives, and we pray, and we just try to continue to grow closer to the Lord together. And not that long ago, we were reading part of Luke chapter 15, and it was the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. And in talking about the parable of the lost sheep, there were a couple comments that were made that we talked about and ways that we were reading and really drawing life from the scripture passage. And I thought it was really beautiful. So I wanted to share some of the insights that we came up with together. So the parable of the lost sheep from Luke 15 says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." And as someone who was raised with sheep, my parents had a farm and they had sheep, the times that Jesus references sheep are always very striking to me because I know a little bit about them. It's a little closer to home than it maybe is for the average person reading the Gospels. So Jesus says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one, does not leave the 99 to go after the one?" And I think when I read that, we're always like, yeah, God goes after the one. But he's asking a question that they would respond to with, no, you don't go after the one. Maybe if you have other people helping you and they can watch those sheep. But I mean, 99% isn't bad. Like, that's pretty good. You just lost one. Why risk losing the others by going after the one that wandered away, the one that's foolish? And so that's always striking to me. But then one of the girls mentioned something that I had never really thought about. And she was saying it was interesting the lesson Jesus draws from this parable compared to this actual parable. So it says at the end that he's comparing this to the one who repents and how there's more joy in heaven over the one who repents than the 99 righteous who don't need to repent. But she made this comment that in the parable, it's the shepherd who's doing all the action, right? He doesn't really talk about the sheep like trying to find its way back or whatever, but like the sheep wanders away and then the shepherd goes out searching for the sheep. And then when he finds it, he rejoices and brings it back to the fold. And it's interesting when you compare that to the lesson Jesus is pulling from this, which is that when a sinner repents, that there's this great rejoicing in heaven. And we talked a little bit about that because it seems as though Jesus obviously is the shepherd who's seeking after the lost soul, but If we compare that to us and to our need for repentance, it's that the shepherd's always coming after us, right? He's leaving the flock. He's coming after us when we're wandering away. And that our repentance is simply letting ourselves be found, simply turning to the Lord and receiving him. And that's an interesting way to look at repentance, I think, that the parable Jesus uses doesn't say much about the disposition or the posture of the sheep, but rather it speaks mostly about the shepherd. And the same is true with us in our relationship with the Lord. It's so much about the one who's seeking after us, that repentance just means responding to this God who is in constant pursuit. And then also the focus on this joy. When I was younger and we had to go check fences to make sure the sheep weren't stuck in them, because if they saw grass on the other side of the fence, they would like stick their heads through these very small holes and then they would get stuck because they couldn't get back out. I never really felt joy in like walking along the fence line to see if there were sheep there or trying to chase the sheep back in if they got out. But Jesus in this parable is speaking a lot about joy, that when he comes after us and he finds us, his response is always one of joy. It's not a frustration of like, do you know how many times I've come after you? Or do you know how many times you've needed to repent? But it's just this joyful welcome home. When we turn to the Lord, he's joyful and all of heaven is joyful. And so we see in this passage in scripture how Jesus is living that out, right? He's going to the tax collectors and the sinners and he's spending time with them and he's being the good shepherd who pursues the lost sheep and desires to draw them all back. And if we see ourselves just as the righteous who are always with Jesus and have no need to change, then how much we miss out on the joy that can be found in beginning anew, in turning towards the Lord, in experiencing a deeper conversion, in letting ourselves be found. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your great mercy and the way that you seek after us, regardless of how many times we've wandered away or how far we've fallen, that you always desire to be in relationship with us. Thank you for being the good and faithful shepherd, rejoicing over us and drawing us into communion with all the saints in heaven. Lord, grant us the grace to seek you and to be found by you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.